And that's the entire tract of Ransom. Please don't confuse it with the Mel Gibson movie of the same name. They're not really very similar in pretty much any way, other than that there is a kidnapping. That's about it. And I think Mel Gibson believes in Jesus, but that's about the only similarity. Of course, as always, we have a debate here on Tractor Fiction. We have two incredible debaters with us who have been preparing for this debate for about, if I read my notes correctly, it looks like 3 years we've had this scheduled. They've been putting it off because they wanted to get really get their facts straight. Debater number one, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Jessalyn.
Hi there, Jessa. And tell us a little bit about yourself, just briefly.
I am 19, and I'm going to college this fall, and I want to be a minister.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. You've been preparing for this debate since you were 16. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Debater number two, can you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Conrad Van Clive.
Oh, Mr. Van Clive, it's very good to have you. I understand you are a very busy man, being so rich and all.
Yes, it's difficult to manage these billions, near trillions of dollars, but I find a way.
And, of course, we all understand. And, you know, it even goes without saying that, of course, Jessalyn believes this tract is 100% true. And Mr. Van Clive, even though he was in it, believes it is false.
Blatant misrepresentation.
Tell us all about it, Mr. Van Clive.
Well, I'm not going to get any of the God stuff here. I just want to say, my wife and I love our sister-in-law, and we would never treat her so poorly. We tried to pay the ransom, but it just wasn't possible. Fortunately, through the efficiency of the police force, they were able to find her before those nasty and wasty criminals could do anything terrible to her.
I think he's lying.
Oh, you do? Why is that?
Because why would Jesus let a lie like this be published in his name?
Well, I don't think Jesus actually wrote the tract.
Well, but he let it be published.
Well, he also let Mr. Van Clive say what he just said, did he not?
He's obviously under the influence of the devil.
Jesus is?
No, him!
You, sir, little girl, whose name isn't important enough for me to remember. I have to say here, I don't know much about this Jesus, as you've put it, but if he's in charge of stopping lies from going through, he's definitely been asleep at the switch.
Well, okay, now here's the... I have a question, Mr. Van Clive. If that was not true, then why did you participate in a reenactment that was blatantly false?
I'll be honest with you, Frank. I'm a whore for attention.
We can tell.
I can tell, yeah. Well, we do have actually an expert here who does want to chime in with about that. Let's go to the expert, please.
My name is Mariana.
Hi.
Hi. I'm an astronaut.
Oh, you're an astronaut.
I've been all through space and I have not found God yet.
God isn't in space. God is kind of above space.
Above? There's no such thing as above space.
I agree.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know much about God, but I saw a TV show once where they said that he was omnipresent, so wouldn't that mean God's everywhere and in everything?
Including space, presumably.
Well, so I've been told by this wonderfully informative TV show.
So, let me see. So if you've, I'm sorry, what was your name? Mary?
Mariana.
Mariana,
thank you.
I apologize. What country's program have you been an astronaut for?
America.
Actually, if I could interrupt for a second, Van Clive Enterprises has been funding this. It's a great tax write-off.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Wait, I'm sorry. You've been funding NASA?
Yes.
They do need help.
Okay, just checking.
I thought tax dollars funded NASA.
That they get from me?
They do, actually. I believe I did read that in the budget, the federal budget, that the entire amount of his taxes would be paid directly to NASA. But that's an irrelevant question, other than that there is sort of a conflict of interest. So you should have said that in the interest of full disclosure, Mariana. But now that you're saying that, let's say that you've been to space and you've never seen God.
This is true.
But if God really is omnipresent, therefore, couldn't I just as validly say, I've been to this studio and God wasn't there saying hi, and therefore...
Yes, and therefore he doesn't exist.
But God is clear.
Case closed. How much money is this going to cost for me to win this
thing? I'm sorry, God is clear?
You can't see him. He's clear.
God is clear.
I can see clear
He's
things.
He's clear.
5,000, 10,000, name your price, Frank.
Well, I'm sorry,
may I point something out in the interest of logic, which we seem to have lost in this debate?
Oh, please.
Frank Allen's glasses are clear and I can see them.
Well, they have a frame on them.
Yeah.
The lenses are clear and I can still see that they exist.
Well, the lenses are right up near my eyes.
God.
The lenses are right up near my eyes and I can see right through them.
But you can see that they exist.
God's like air. Can you see air?
Frankie, darling, this babbling is very entertaining and all, but you'd be foolish to not pick me as the winner. I can really take this show places.
Well, now that's an interesting point, but I believe we have another expert, actually, right now. Let me go over to line two. Hello? Did we lose?
Hello there.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Yes. Hi, my name is Marjorie Miggins.
Hello, Miss Miggins. Thank you for calling.
Yes. I'm a member... I actually founded an organization that is, that was founded to help, young children and, provide them with, safe alternatives to, working for, Van Clive Enterprises.
Oh.
Because,
safe alternatives? There's nothing better than working for me.
We've been trying to rescue children who've been, kidnapped by Van Clive Enterprises and forced to make space exploring equipment.
The allegations of sweatshops are unsubstantiated. In fact, I've won numerous lawsuits. It's been proven in courts of law. Van Clive Enterprises does not have sweatshops.
Now wait, but you can't prove a negative.
Frank, prove anything.
Well, that's persuasive.
But weren't there pictures? More.
Yes, I have pictures. Right here.
Oh, you know what? Here, fax them to our number.
One sec.
Here we go. I'm getting the pictures now.
All right, hold on. How do you respond, Mr. Clive, to this?
This.
A blurry photo?
I can't tell what it is.
The pictures I saw on the website were much, much clearer.
I think they were just looking at this picture... It appears it was a small photo on a website. Somebody blew it up, and it's all pixelated.
Looks like Photoshop to me.
Okay, well, how about this picture of Mr. Van Clyde?
Clive. Maybe that's the confusion. You're talking about Mr. Van Clyde.
Oh, wait. Sorry, these pictures are Mr. Van Clyde.
These pictures are Van Clyde Enterprises. That's
Van Clyde, my competitor. Yes, he does run sweatshops.
All right. Well, let me get...
I have these pictures from Mr. Van Clyde's sweatshop.
Clive.
Oh.
Van Clyde's. Yes, we've established Van Clyde. These are Van Clyde pictures.
How are you helping?
All right, you know what? Listen, I do have to get back to Jessa. I have to get back to Jessa.
These pictures. I know I have them in here.
You know, these pictures don't seem to be giving very much evidence to either side. So I'm gonna move on. Jessa, thank you. More money, please. Thank you. I'm sorry, Jessa, as you were saying.
You can't see God.
Can you
he's
feel him?
He's just there sometimes.
No, I mean, like, if he's, you know, you can... Like, if air is blowing at you, you can't see it, but you can feel it. And I was wondering if God, you know, can do that too.
Sometimes?
So maybe that's why we don't feel him? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
I know somebody who can't feel God, those are the children, the innocent children who are working.
Hey, lady? Can you, let me talk, lady? Thank you.
Ooh.
I was on your side. I'm trying to help you.
All right. Hold on. What we gotta do is we do have to start wrapping this up. So, Mr. Van Clive, can you please give your closing arguments, and then I will allow Jessa to do the same.
Certainly. It's been a pleasure to be on your program, Frank. Thank you. Constance, darling, warm up the jacuzzi. I'll be home in a little bit. Open and shut. I'm correct. I bleed money. How could I be wrong?
It's fairly convincing, in a very green way. Jessa, do you have any counter payments?
See, I don't really care if people believe me or not, because Jesus loves me, like, every night.
Sorry?
Every night, when I go to bed, Jesus loves me, and I don't need to explain his love to everybody else.
Actually, I think you might need to explain that a little bit more.
Yes, do tell.
I feel Jesus' love. I know he loves me.
Oh.
Every night when I pray,
why is it only at night that he loves you? I don't understand.
Because I'm praying in my bed.
All right. Well, these are interesting arguments, not incredibly related. But let's use the old decidingness. And it turns out Mr. Van Clive did win.
Oh,
and
Jesus, Jesus still loves me.
Look, in the interest of full disclosure, he did give me quite a bit of money during the course of this debate. But
I know.
Those were just gifts in recognition of your botanist friend.
I still used the coin, and it really did come up tails.
Mr. Allen, I won't tell on you. It's okay.
You won't tell? There's nothing to tell.
Frank,
Jesus
can I
saw.
Frank,
he
can
knows.
I have my double-tailed coin back, please?
Oh, yes, here you go.
Thank you.
Jesus,
I need you now.
We do have an all-new Tractor Fiction next week. You should stick around for the whole next week until then. I don't know what I'm talking about, but the point is, hopefully you've enjoyed this, and we'll enjoy the next one just as much here on WHRW Binghamton. I'm Frank Allen. Goodbye.